You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Since January 22nd, the Arizona Coyotes have won a game at home. He's a back!
I have not seen the trick, but I've heard great things.
Everybody hit the like button for the magician.
Start hitting it, because
we need to hype him up. He has some stage fright. It's been a while.
I'm very concerned.
Everybody, thanks so much for tuning in to the PHNX Coyotes post-game show, and shout out to OG's Brands.
Is that today?
It's Flavoring Fridays
with our friends at OG's.
The official sponsor of Flavoring Fridays. Head on over to OG'sBrands.com to see their full lineup, including their two newest gummies, the OG's Naturals and the Big OG's, and find out where you can purchase. Again, don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review. I'm Leah here with PD. Danielle's behind the mac. Craig will be calling in from Mullen Arena shortly. PD, what a performance by the Coyotes tonight.
Yeah, you know what? What surprised me the most is this team, they played for 60 minutes. And when they didn't, and they had those little lapses, and they were few and far between, that their goaltender was outstanding. And I think this is what you wanted to see from them over this homestand. It's unfortunate that it took them a few games to get into it, but today was great. They played much more mistake-free hockey. They didn't spend the whole night in the penalty box, and their goaltender was outstanding. It looked like a complete team effort.
Yeah.
I thought there were a lot of bright individual moments, and we're going to get to that. But I think the weight of the trade deadline being over,
yeah,
you know, when you're a seller and everybody's thinking, God, is it me? And then all of a sudden it's not there. It's just this sense of relief, and you can just go out and play and have fun. And you know what? They beat a very good Detroit Red Wing team tonight, and they beat them fairly soundly. And I think it's a huge win for the Coyotes at home.
Yeah, absolutely. And Connor Ingram obviously was the backbone of this one.
Yep.
The shutout victory, 28 saves, a perfect night. He had some help from the post. We'll acknowledge the post played its role, but a great, great goaltending performance from Connor Ingram, and something the Coyotes needed tonight. Yep. And you mentioned the full team effort. That includes the goaltender as well. And he, I mean, Detroit, maybe it wasn't their best game personally, but not only was it not their best game, but the Coyotes took advantage of that as well.
But even when you say that, Leah, look at some of the opportunities that Alex DeBrincat, Lucas Raymond had, Patrick Kane had. Like they had some really good opportunities. I mean, Sherratt came in, and that was a heck of a play by Sherratt in front of the net. So they did get their opportunities, and it was from the players that they needed to be good. They were getting those opportunities. It was just Ingram was there when those guys did have the great opportunities, or they hit the post or missed the net. So that happened too. But Detroit had opportunities to score in this game. They had some really good looks at the net. And to be honest, the Coyotes had some really good looks that they didn't capitalize on too.
Yeah.
And so it's a big win for that. I think that this really helps them going, and they got to face the same three teams again. But I just feel it's a different atmosphere. It's a different mood now today.
I've been doing that.
When you're going to head to Chicago feeling really good about yourself, I think that's really good for this team going to Chicago. I like the way this shapes up for this road trip.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a super chat from our friend Riley Riles in Alaska. Yotes win. Going to see AFC hockey end their season tomorrow against UAA. Let's go. Good vibes, Riley Riles. Take it to Alaska.
Can I throw out another stat? I just as I dig through numbers.
Yeah, of course.
The Mullet Magician's last appearance was when?
January 22nd.
You know the last time Connor Ingram got a win?
A win?
January 22nd.
A win?
Connor Ingram did not win. One,
oh
two,
my God, because it was
four,
veggie.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine. Nine straight losses for Connor Ingram. So Connor, as the Connor. So.
Wow.
There you go. Connor Ingham's last one was January 22nd, the last time we saw the Mullet Magician.
Wow.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe we should start sending him clips of the magician before he plays. That's what the impetus is. Maybe that's what he needs to get psyched up for a game.
Yeah. And by the way, you mentioned the trade deadline being over. In typical Coyotes fashion, they tend to play really well after the trade deadline these last few years. If you remember last season, they had one really bad game right after the deadline, and it was against Carolina. And we thought, oh boy, like this is going to be a really rough end to the season. And they won a bunch of games in a row. And you almost feel that it's almost like the sense of ease after, like, this weight lifted and all of a sudden there's nothing hanging over you except for getting through these last 19 games. And that was something that I kind of felt from this team tonight. There was just that air about them and honestly an air of confidence. And that first period, I mean, the Red Wings didn't even have a shot on goal for the first 10 minutes. Like, they really dominated the first period.
It was just, when you talk about that air and that attitude, it was just, guys were smiling. Guys look happy on the bench. Guys look happy on the ice. And I'm sure, I don't know if Nick Bjugstad has slept yet, but I'm sure he's happy. One, because he probably got out of the house and doesn't have, never mind. That's all. When he gets to sleep, it was always hard. Like, maybe go sleep in the rink, take a nap. But he was happy. Everybody's happy. And those two kids were happy. Logan Cooley and Dylan Gunther, they were happy. And in the words of Leah Merrill, I think I got this right with the way you young kids speak today. They were cooking.
I did say that.
You did say
that.
They were cooking.
They were in the kitchen and they were cooking, the two of them together. They had so many two-on-one chances that you said it. They just need to be a little bit more selfish.
Yes. How many two-on-ones did they say? Four two-on-ones between them?
It was crazy.
And you could just see it. When they crossed the blue line, they were so locked in on, I've got to pass the puck to my teammate.
Yeah.
Whether it was Cooley had to pass to Gunther or Gunther had to pass to Cooley. And some of those plays were defended really well. And they just, you just like, just shoot the puck. Just shoot. Be selfish and shoot. But you just knew they're trying to make that magic amongst each other, trying to find that chemistry. It's just something they're going to have to learn. They'll get more selfish over time. But the one thing, you're talking about a 19 and a 20-year-old and the future of what this franchise is going to be, and the moments, like, they had some really good looks and opportunities, and you saw Cooley with a couple of moves, they go, okay, that's what we saw in Australia. Like, I know it's a long way off yet, but again, it's another good sign for the future when you see those two guys having the kind of chemistry that they had tonight.
Yeah, it gets me so excited about the future. And also, on one of those, Lyon did make a really good save on one. So yeah. they were close.
Yeah, they it's a great, like Cooley put it right just into the body of Lyon, and it was a heck of a save. I thought, again, Cooley's, and it's one of those games where you see him ramping up and you see the thing. He's 19 years old. And we were talking during the game.
Gunther's 20.
We were talking during the game, Lee and I, about what we were doing when we were 19. We weren't doing this.
I said I was a disaster.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So this would be hard to do what he does and have to adapt. And we just expect them game one to be, okay, you went in college last year where everything was taken care of for you. Now you're an adult.
Play like you're the third overall pick, you know?
And so I think it took him some time, but I think we're starting to see those glimpses. He's 19. His future's bright. And Dylan Gunther, I think when we saw him last year and his opportunities came on the power play, when he had more room and more time, I think you're seeing him 5-on-5, he's starting to excel now. I don't think Dylan Gunther has breakaway speed. I don't mean that, but his quickness gets him away from those traffic areas that he needs to get away from so he can get off that shot. I'm really having a lot of fun watching these two guys. And over the next 18 games, when you're not looking for wins and losses, and I know everybody wants to win, but when you're not looking for it in the standings, you look for those small things. So one of the things I'm going to look for over the next 18 games is how Dylan Gunther and Logan Cooley, how their chemistry continues to build, how they continue to create offense, and how their confidence continues to grow. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun over the last 18 games to watch these two kids.
Yep, and Cosmic Coyote says all the times that Cooley and Gunther are on the ice makes me incredibly excited for the future. Me too. All right. Still tons to get to. Let's take a look at the numbers presented by Desert Financial Credit Union, Arizona's number one credit union, named by Forbes. Take a look. Red Wings ended up outshooting the Coyotes just by 2. 28-26 were the shots. Coyotes 1-for-2 on the power play. They did not look at this. Red Wings were 0-for-1 on the power play. That tells me two things. Number one, the Coyotes took one penalty. And number two, the PK was finally successful in a game. Yep. So there you go. Shot attempts, 60 for the Red Wings, 52 for the Coyotes. Faceoffs, pretty equal. But just an overall solid performance.
Yeah, it's one of the, it's the first time in four games. I mean, for the four previous games, they've given up goals while they had somebody in the penalty box, and they only took the one penalty, and it was a Durzi and an interference penalty that, it wasn't that there were egregious penalties, and Detroit took a too many men on the ice penalty.
Oh, okay. I just have to say, so I was at the game for the first period, and that happened, and I'm telling you, everybody in the press box went like this.
Yeah.
To each other, and we all thought,
oh, another
what?
Too many men on the ice
what
penalty.
Is happening?
Yep.
No. It's for the other team? What? It was so funny. Yeah. Listen, we've been on that side of it so many times. It's okay to laugh at the other person for a while.
But those are the things that this team needs to do to be successful. They have to stay out of the penalty box. And I thought that they played much better at puck management. I don't think they turned the puck over nearly as much as they did over the last two home games against Chicago and Minnesota. So when this team manages the puck, has fewer mistakes, and I thought there were moments where they defended very well. And I thought that it's funny, we talked about Soderstrom and his ability to defend. I thought he kept his game simple, but when he was on the ice, there were no egregious chances against. And when there were those breakdowns defensively, Ingram was outstanding. It's one of those, this is how the Coyotes have to win. Everything's got to go in their favor, and I think it did tonight. And they were able to provide some offense, too. So this one, it was a lot of fun to watch because I felt like their feet were moving, and they were skating, and there's a little buzz in their step. This is what we saw out of the Coyotes last year. A lot more often, win, lose, or draw. I think this is what they looked like last year.
It's so true. So true. So I'm very curious to see what we'll see from them in now the final 18. Again, we've passed that trade deadline moment, and maybe it'll be a little bit lighter going forward. We'll see what it does to their draft pick.
Can I say something?
You may.
Look at my hair. I know that people on audio, this is going to take 30 seconds if people aren't going to care. These goddamn more furniture chairs and these these recliners are sick. Love the recliners, but you can't sit in the recliners for 4 hours and then come up and do a show because your hair looks like this and you don't notice it till you look here, because I don't look in the mirror. I look like an idiot. So thank goodness if you're listening on audio, you made the right choice today.
Oh, yoy. All right. Well, this was one of those. There's some nights where we have to really think hard about who the dog is. And this was one where a lot of people were up for it. And so much so that we're giving the dog to two different people. So the first one.
Is that true?
We are. Woo-hoo! First one, it's the most obvious one. Connor Ingram shut out the Detroit Red Wings. And anytime you shut out a team, you deserve an acknowledgement. Connor Ingram tied for the NHL lead in shutouts this season.
Unbelievable.
With six.
That's unreal. So, the Coyote goaltender tied for the shutout lead.
Yep. So congrats, Connor Ingram. You've got that desert dog in you. And Nick Bjugstad, one goal, one assist, three kids.
Let's go, Nick, Boogie. By the way, Jeff Smoke Adams kind of stole your name there.
Huge goal Bjugstad. Okay, I was so upset that I didn't to tweet Bjug's dad.
She didn't think about it until it was too late.
Nick Bjug's dad. And I want to correct myself for the pronunciation of his daughter's name, Ciela Bjugstad, born late last night. So that's a 24 hours.
That's unique.
It is. I really like it. What a 24 hours for Nick Bjugstad and the Bjugstad family.
Congratulations.
Not only the goal tonight, the assist as well, and the healthy birth of his baby.
That's
so
fantastic.
He deserved the desert dog too. So Bjugie and Ingi.
Yep. Kingram and Bjugstad.
Love it.
I stole it from them. I didn't come up with that. It's too late. It's approaching midnight.
He's got that desert dad in him.
He does. He does. He's going to a nice hotel in Chicago to get a good night's sleep tonight.
For a week. Can you imagine? Like, you have a baby. It's
yesterday.
Like, bye, honey.
Bye, honey. See ya.
They leave tomorrow
Chicago.
Tomorrow.
Gotta go.
Oy.
Gotta go. How's that paternity thing? What do you call it when you get put the
paternity leave?
Paternity leave. Yeah. Well, he gets to leave. All right.
He got to miss work last night.
Yeah, he got to leave, and he didn't want to. I don't know if
Minnesota.
Because you were at the game, so you missed his interview. And he said, and I tried to make it to the game last night. I think in his mind, he really thought he'd make it to the game. I think he felt bad that he didn't play. And that I swear it's a different mentality. I swear.
It's crazy.
It is crazy, isn't it? So he's got to go to Chicago and play on this trip. And I tell you what, we've already said it, but once the trade deadline is over and this is your club, they've got... this team is going to play loose now. I think there was a lot of stress because there were so many question marks on who could be out the door. And that has to be stressful. And look at all the names we mentioned on the show. So now that that's gone, and you're really, there's no stress of, hey, we got to win tonight because we got to make the playoffs. That's out the door too. I'm afraid, and people aren't going to like to hear this, this could be another March where they put together a few wins.
I know. It might be. It's very typical for this Coyotes team, and it's something we've seen again and again. A couple other shout outs. We want to give a shout out. Oh, I didn't even mention Nick Bjugge's dad, 300th career point.
Oh,
how did we even forget that?
Passed over that.
So Brian said goal assist kid is the Bjugge hat trick. Well, what is goal assist kid and 300
points? 300 points. 300 points. Your daughter, your third daughter born, 300 points.
Wow.
Buddy.
There's something to that.
And yeah, we'll get to the MGM Sportsbook later, but I cannot believe I did not do Bjugstad anytime goal. And as soon as the game started, I was so upset.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody else had a milestone point tonight.
Yes.
Tell us who that was.
Mattias Macelli. He got his 100th point in the season on the most textbook,
sick,
ridiculous Mattias Macelli pass of all time.
That's Mattias Macelli.
To Logan Cooley, one-timer. Unreal shot. It was just, the whole play was beautiful. Mattias Macelli, his 100th point of the season.
And this is what,
of his career.
This is
me.
What people that
not
don't
of the season, that'd be crazy.
Follow the Yotes, and there's probably a lot of them that don't. That's what Mattias Macelli is.
Yeah.
That play where power play, everybody, he's shooting. He's shooting the puck. His eyes are locked in. Even his whole body motion looks like he's shooting the puck, but he slides it across to Logan Cooley. That's an unbelievable pass. And that is Mattias Macelli. So for those that don't follow the Oats, that's what he is. He's an elite passer that people will eventually hear about it when this team is a perennial playoff team and Mattias Macelli is playing a top six forward role on a team that wins a lot. They're going to say, oh, it's that guy. Oh, he's going to pass. And then he'll shoot then. But no, it's a brilliant pass. Brilliant pass. And Logan Cooley's the beneficiary of it, and he's able to put that one away. So there was just so many little things that went well for this team today. And it's fun when this team wins. It's just better for them. Staff was happy. Players are happy. We're happy. You're happy. It's just better with winning.
It is. Couple other shout-outs. Alex, I didn't get traded. Kerfoot scores his 11th of the season on a great tip on a shot from Valimaki. And Jack McBain got things started with the scoring early in the game. 2:35 in. It's normally not the Coyotes. It feels like this one was kind of turned on its head. Red Wings taking a too many men penalty. Red Wings allowing a goal 2 minutes and 35 seconds in. And that was a great effort from that whole line. O'Brien and Carconi, all of them played a role in that goal going in. So it kind of goes back to what you said at the start. This was just an all-around team effort.
Yeah, it was like a wheel of fantasy game without the wheel.
Wow. Except there's no repercussions.
Do you know Sean DePaz never saw the Wheel of Fantasy? He helped write some of the Wheel of Fantasy bits, but we never did them.
That's insane.
Did you know that? Sean DePaz.
Only Aaron Slindy.
Only Aaron Slindy.
Wow.
Yeah, the Wheel of Fantasy. Someday. Let's do it over the summer. Can we make that vow?
We should.
Okay.
We were going to do it last summer.
But we didn't.
We didn't, but we will. I promise. Man, oh man. Craig is on his way up. We will hear from him shortly. But before then, we want to see all of you. On Sunday, March 24th at our PHNX Coyotes takeover and pregame meetup at Four Peaks. That's again, Sunday, March 24th at 3 p.m. We are meeting at Four Peaks for a takeover. The tickets are on sale now for diehards, get 20% off, and then everybody else, full price. Tickets include food and drink, and there are plenty of tickets available to the pregame party. However, there are a limited number of tickets available to the takeover, so make sure you get yours today.
So if they don't get tickets to the game, they can still get tickets to the food and drink.
Yes, and a lot of people...
And they can stay and watch the game.
They can stay and watch the game, so you can either you can do the pregame party and either stay at Four Peaks, watch the game.
Yep.
A lot of people I know have season tickets, so they want to go to the they don't need the tickets. So it's going to be a lot
of fun.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So looking forward to that.
I might wear a suit.
Wow.
Just threw that out there. You know when I decided that? Just now.
Wow.
Well, because you wear a suit to the game today. Craig always wears a suit. I never get to wear a suit.
So wear a suit.
Maybe I'll wear
there a suit. There you go. If you want to see that. Come to the pregame party in the game. It's going to be a blast. And while you're at it, become a diehard today. Go phnx.com/diehard to get 20% off events and merch like the shirt Petey's wearing. That could be your free shirt when you sign up. It's one of my favorites in the locker right now. PHNXlocker.com. We had a great time at our last meetup just a few weeks ago, hiking out at Papago Park. One of the many spots you can check in for AZ Lottery Arizona Adventure. Three ways to play and win. You can play the Arizona Adventure Lottery tickets featuring three iconic landscapes, Picacho Peak, Monument Valley, and Camelback Mountain. You can check in at Geolocated Adventures. That's what we did. Super easy. Or enter tickets online for a chance to win $1 million in cash and Arizona travel prizes. The Arizona Lottery is not just about playing games and winning prizes. It's also about giving back to the state and its communities. Visit azadventure.com for more information on how you can take an adventure for a chance to win $1 million in cash and Arizona travel prizes.
You know what else is going on in the Valley?
What, PD?
Alternative band Group Love.
Ooh.
Is here tomorrow at the Van Buren, a small, intimate
place. I love the Van Buren.
And it's Group Love. And then you know what else is coming to town? Because I always like to tell you what's coming to town. Legend Bruce Springsteen is coming to Footprint on the 19th of this month. An
what?
80s icon.
How does my mom not know
the
that?
The one, the only, like a virgin, Madonna, will be here on the 16th at the Footprint Center. And as everyone knows, Craig and I will be voguing, and I forgot why.
If the Coyotes win the draft lottery.
Because we have fun doing shit. So maybe we just might just start voguing anyway. Madonna is here on the 16th at the Footprint Center, and up all of those tickets are available on Game Time. It is the last. This is the last. I was doing so well. Game Time is the place for last minute ticket deals. It's the fastest growing ticket app in the country for a reason. Tickets. See, I keep saying this.
He's walking off the set. Do you need me to finish the race?
No, no, no. It's not. Go to Game Time. Get the tickets because if the longer you wait, the better the prices are. Trust me. Snag the tickets without the stress at Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account and use the code PHNX for $20 off your first purchase. And some of those tickets are just over 20 or sometimes even under. So that's a hell of a deal. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code PHNX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets. Lowest price is guaranteed. And one more message, because I know Craig's waiting. He's getting pissed off here. But can I say something to the people that prepare our ads?
Sure.
Who does that? Caitlin?
Scott? Caitlin, Max.
So tickets make a great holiday gift. Agree. Tickets are a great holiday gift. You know what's not now? Holidays. And usually I remember to delete that line so that when it's almost approaching midnight.
Behind the curtain with
when
TV it,
when
right
it's
now.
Approaching midnight, I take it out. When it's approaching midnight, I remember to delete it, but it's approaching midnight and I just read it. Tickets make a great holiday gift. What holiday? St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
Is that a big gift-giving holiday? Well, at Morgan's house it is.
Craig is getting impatient. All right. Let's bring him in.
Craig's at it.
It's Craig.
It's Craig.
Right. Like, hey. What's going on? Hey, Petey. There's no bigger holiday than St.
I know. And as soon as I saw you on the screen, there is no better holiday. So buy your Game Time tickets because they make a great holiday gift for St. Patrick's Day. It's my biggest holiday of the year because I will be at Craig S. Morgan's house.
It's like one of the few times you go out.
It's true. I don't leave my bubble ever except to go to Craig's house.
I like it when Cody is gently touching my chin. So I'm going to leave it right there.
Even Craig's smiling and having fun today.
Wow,
I'm
winning
loopy,
is so
man.
Good.
I am sleep
you two
deprived,
are so tired. I napped for 3 hours this afternoon.
Gosh,
it's a true story.
Craig, you were a little delayed in joining us tonight. Would you like to tell the people why?
Oh, just paparazzi. No, I ran into Christian Fisher, had to chat, of course, after we trolled him at the side of the rink, which I think everybody has seen by now. Just chatted with him for a while, and then Jay Verity grabbed me and says hello, by the way. Says he still reads everything of mine. I don't believe him at all. It's just a line. He's not reading anything that I'm writing. But it was good to see Jay, too. Like, a lot of connections here. I didn't get to see Shane Gostisbehere, but it was good to see some of the old Coyotes. We've had a bunch of them come through the arena in the last couple of days because Derek Stepan and Alex Goligoski were here last night.
Jay Verity, by the way, before Steve Potvin and Bill Armstrong, I think was like the most recurring guest on the show and only stopped being that because he went to Detroit and Steve Potvin and Bill Armstrong took his place. But Yeah, great guys. And if you don't know what we're talking about, PHNX underscore Coyotes on Twitter, Craig literally took a bottle of ketchup to the glass during warmups to troll Christian Fisher.
During an NHL game, yes! There's Craig on the glass with the ketchup.
And you know what? I appreciate it because this is a bit that has been going on for years, and I appreciate the commitment to the bit.
I do. I do as well. And if that doesn't bring you a smile before an NHL game, I don't know what does. I'm sure there had to be Detroit Wing players going, what? Who let this man into the building?
Right.
They had like, what is wrong with this guy?
Yeah. I don't even think Fish could believe it based on the look on his face. I just couldn't believe that I would do that right now.
Yeah, it was good. Like, check out the video. It's on the PHNX Twitter account right now.
It's so funny. Oh, man. All right. Well, Craig, who did you talk to first post-game availability after a win in 46 days?
Well, this will surprise you. No, it won't surprise you, actually, knowing him. We were going to talk to Nick Bjugstad, of course, because we wanted to find out how things
were
going.
Did he want to get home to his baby?
He did. He went back to the hospital. He requested no interviews today, so he took off. Good for Bjugi. So, and what a game he had tonight, by the way, right?
He was one of our two dogs. We had two.
Who was the other one?
Who do you think?
Connor Ingram?
Yeah.
Connor Ingram. Connor Ingram ducked the media, too, because he says he doesn't like talking to media. And then we saw him, like, hanging out with all of his friends. He had a huge contingent here tonight. So
really?
I'm guessing that's why he ducked the media. And then he gets a shutout in this game. So we didn't get to talk to many people. We talked to Logan Cooley. That was about it. And Andre, of course.
Logan had a great game, though.
Yeah, and he's man, keep playing him with Dylan Gunther. Just keep those two together. It was interesting watching them play with Lawson Crouse tonight, too. I stuck up for them a couple times. I'm interested in that line combination. Let's roll with this for a while. Logan Cooley's playing with a lot of confidence. I'd like to see him finish the season strong.
Before we move on, Caleb, this is an amazing comment. Was it a smart move in hindsight?
Oh, boy. But
slow clap, Caleb.
Appreciate you, Caleb.
Caleb just said continues to impress.
Were you going to contribute to the hockey conversation?
No,
you seem like you were about to say something, but I interrupted because I had to.
No, it's fine. I'm just curious. I want to talk to Logan Cooley about that chemistry between he and Dylan Gunther. But the problem I'm having with the two is that just like we saw with Matias Michelli a year ago, is that when they're on a 2-on-1, which they had four of tonight, they just have that desire to pass. And I want to see some of them shoot.
Okay. You're like the fans. Shoot the puck. Shoot. Yep.
Shoot.
Yeah, but they were defended so well, and they made some really nice passes. Cooley almost finished on another one that we saw in the second period. But I tell you what, those two are fun to watch, and they're 19 and 20. They're fun. Future.
Yeah. Absolutely. Something to get excited about, exactly.
By the way, Craig is here, which means we will soon watch the Magician's Trick. However, there's a lot of people watching. We need more likes. So we're at 56 right now. We have to get to at least 75 before we see the Magician. Okay?
What?
So
okay.
It'll happen. Okay. Everybody.
It'll happen. Okay. Just hit the like
button.
Hit the like button now, please.
Craig is like, I want to get out of here.
Yeah.
I want to see
Craig, I will say this. I have a level of concern because I sometimes get a preview of the tricks and sometimes I do not. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned. Just from the reaction from the magic behind the Mac tonight, Eric and Danielle, I'm concerned. I am concerned.
Poor guy's out of practice, so you got to give him a little slack today. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So go into that thinking that way that it's been 46 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never mind. He's probably malnourished. There's a lot of things going on, right? He's probably dealing with a lot of
You know how you get
right
dizzy?
Now,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel for the Magician.
Oh, my gosh. Craig, we saw, obviously, there were some lineup changes tonight with the moves of Zucker out, Dumba out, Stetcher out. If you missed it, we talked about it all on a trade deadline show earlier today up on our PHNX Sports YouTube channel now or wherever you get your podcasts. But also, Travis Dermott was out with illness, so they had to do an emergency recall of Victor Soderstrom. Did either of you have any thoughts on his game tonight?
You want me to go first, Petey?
Sure.
I thought he looked kind of lost, to be honest. Hopefully he'll get a few more games and maybe show something. I don't know. I'm not seeing it with Victor Soderstrom. Every time I see him in the lineup, I'm just not seeing much. Maybe he needs an extended period up here to try and establish it. Maybe he'll get it. I don't know. But Travis Dermott's probably going to be back really soon, and then he'll probably head back down to Tucson. He's got to show something. He's got to show something really soon.
Yeah, there were moments I thought he was okay when he tried to keep it simple. I think he was much better off when he's just trying to make that quick play, make the first pass, make the first available play. Like you said, Craig, he was a guy that was not ready to play this afternoon at noon. He probably didn't even know he was coming, right? Like, it's an emergency recall. Again, give him some time. If this is going to be an extended call-up, we'll see. And if Dermott's healthy and goes on the road trip, I don't know if Soda even gets to play another game. I don't know. But same thing we said yesterday with Koch. We're not going to evaluate him on one performance today, especially one where he didn't get an opportunity to practice with the team, prepare with the team, and hang out with the team. So I'm not going to judge too much today.
Yeah, that's fair. I just, you know, overall, guys, this team needed this win so badly. It was just a breath of fresh air. And something that Andre said, really, it was probably a relief more than anything to get the trade deadline behind him. It's obviously awful when you see guys go out the door. And Logan Cooley talked about the impact that Jason Zucker had on him. It really helped him. But the tension's gone, right? You don't have to deal with this. It's just like one less distraction for a franchise that has a whole lot of distractions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so true. And even just like the air in the building, the air right now, like it just, okay.
Yeah, that deep sigh, I think. Yeah. That it's finally over. And it's that trade deadline is so stressful to so many people that it's just, it's done now. And I said this before you got on, Craig, I wouldn't be surprised if they go knock out a couple of wins on this road trip.
Yeah, me either. Cause they don't want to drop very high either. So we know that.
I mean, it's classic Coyotes. All right. Well, I'm only seeing 74 likes, 73. Someone just unliked it, but everyone's been waiting patiently. So I think it's time. Do you, Petey?
I'm not certain, but I guess I'll go along with it.
All right. Well, without further ado, it's the Mullet Magician.
It's a mullet magician. I'm back after a long break, and the Coyotes win again at home. You see the hockey stick. It's a magic, a hockey stick. We say the magic words. Abracakeller! And the stick is a gone. Where did it go? Oh, there it is. There is Abramatelli. And it's a back. It's a magic.
Wow.
I got no problem with that.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Again, for 46 or 48 days off?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
You look pretty polished.
Where did the stick go?
And I will say this, quite a handsome young man, too.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, there's something about him. He's got this, I don't know, he's got this.
Je ne sais quoi.
You know, I suspect that while he was out there spinning the sign, he wasn't always spinning the sign. You know how like somebody's always watching you?
Just lazy and they're just holding the sign?
Yeah, he put it down and then he was practicing his trick. Yeah. So he's probably perfected it the whole time.
Yeah, I can see that too. He's the guy sitting there with the sign like propped up against him and he's fiddling with his coins and cards.
Caleb said maybe we need another 14 exchange.
Okay, that's funny.
Oh, people are like, that was actually okay.
It was.
There you go.
Oh, well, I hope they win again more at home at the end of the month because I've seen him practicing. There's some good stuff coming.
Okay. Let's say that might have been one of the old tricks that he's been working on that he wanted to get out of the batch. There are some new tricks because that maybe practiced during the 14-game losing streak, I will say, aren't bad.
Okay,
I
will say that. Even the not bad.
There's a long homestand coming up at the end of this month. So
there you go.
And the opportunity.
Are they going on a win streak in March, Craig?
Buddy, I don't know. I don't know.
I think they are. I think there's no pressure, nothing to play for. They're all happy and smiley and laughy, jokey, fun time, and they're going to get some wins.
Maybe so.
That's
it. Would be a bad thing, right? It would.
No. I you know, they're already kind of in that spot, but anywhere from 4 to 6, I think that they'll be fine there. It's where they ended up a year ago. I think it's fine. I think you don't want to see them lose 18 straight games. I don't think that's good for morale. I think when you start losing those many games, you start to make mistakes creep into your game, bad habits creep into your game. And the last thing you want is for these guys to really take a turn in their development by picking up bad habits. So winning helps things just go better. And so hopefully they win a few games down the stretch.
All right. Well, Craig.
Yeah, it's been a long day. It's been a long day, guys.
Goodbye.
But he still looks fresh as a daisy. Look at that hair.
It's my filters.
Damn it, you have good hair.
You haven't learned by now? It's my Kerry Lake filters. Come on.
I know. He's got good hair. He's got this little glow about him. Mm-hmm. I look like shit. I napped all goddamn day and I look like this.
Boy. All right, Craig. Well, goodbye. Take a day off tomorrow and we will see you on Sunday.
See you on Sunday, guys.
Au revoir, bonsoir.
Bye. Oh, my goodness. The Watt said, my wife says the mole magician looks like Weird Al Yankovic. Andrew said, what on earth did I just witness? Andrew, nobody knows. This is the most Flavoring Friday we've had.
It's Flavoring Friday. Yeah. So this is the way Flavoring Friday should go.
It absolutely is. And if you want to flavor your Friday, make sure you do so with our friends over at OGs, with the OGs Naturals, the Big OGs, the Happy Balance, the Indica Sativa, Microdose, Sleep Edition. All in delicious flavors wherever you buy your gummies, and they're locally scratch made here in Arizona. So to learn more about OG's gummies and where you can find them, head on over to OG'sbrands.com. You must be 21 or older to enjoy responsibly.
And then after you take the OG's, because we all know this is true from experience, that you need to make your stop at America's Thirst Stop, Gas Stop, and most importantly, after your OG's, America's Snack Stop. And you can check out my personal favorite, Circle K's plain kettle cooked chips, the official snack of Petey. The best way to get in and enjoy everything you're going to have to offer at Circle K is make sure you become a part of their Inner Circle free membership program. It's easy to just download the app and enter. And what do you get, Leah? You get 25 cents per gallon off on your first five fill-ups.
It's true.
And then
I did
you
it.
Save 3 cents per gallon on every fill-up after that. Everyone. And then you get every sixth item free on a selection of Circle K products like their pizza, their coffee, their ice cold fountain drinks. Join the Inner Circle for free by downloading the Circle K app today. Terms and conditions apply at participating locations. Visit CircleK.com for details. And it is the official snack of Petey. If you think I'm lying, I'm not lying.
I would argue
I love
that
those
it's
chips.
True.
And there's proof. Like there's receipts.
Yeah.
On the internet. You just got to go looking for them.
Yep.
And they're there.
Well, something we talked about earlier today, PD, on the trade deadline show was the amount of money the Coyotes were spending on their back end, which was somewhere around the $6.5 million range. Well, Craig did the math tonight on the entire lineup, and this is now with a couple of contracts off the books. The Coyotes lineup tonight had a cap hit of $44.4 million.
Wow.
Did you know they just beat the Detroit Red Wings for nothing. So the little engine that could.
So tell me again what that number was, because I'm going to look up the Detroit
Red Wings. $44.4 million.
$44.4 million. What's the Detroit Red Wings? Do you think it's higher than that?
I do. Detroit, they've been struggling a little bit lately, but they've been.
But do you think it's higher than 44?
Steady yeah,
it's right around 80.
Yeah, you know, Detroit, they've lost four
forwards
straight.
Are 45, defense are 21, and their goalies are $7 million.
What was the defense?
$22 million.
Oh, so
defense were six.
More than three times the Coyotes.
Coyotes defense. Yep.
There you go. But Connor Ingram said, too bad.
Petey's pit stop is Circle K. If you
that's
haven't seen that video.
Oh my God. PHNX Sports on Twitter.
If you have not seen that tweet.
Craig kind of did me dirty. Did you see?
Yeah.
Face washed me.
And those are used gloves,
I know.
Too. Like, dude, legit gave you a face wash.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I was shocked. I got the little playing with the gloves and kind of pretending he'd boxing and then he face washed
me. He face washed me.
Like, legit. So see the tweet. You should drop that in here.
Yeah, I'll put the link. It's so funny.
The link
funny.
To the tweet is really funny. That's good content.
It is.
And I had to do something, and we see what I had to do, and then no one would do it. No one would do what I did. And I finally just jumped in and did
it. And it was so good.
So I'm bringing that next time we talk contract negotiation. I'm showing me touching the feet of one of my bosses and see how that goes. So the cap it, I think that's it. I think that's a legit argument. Right? And it's funny because when you spend to the cap, you don't guarantee you win, but you spend to the floor, I guarantee you lose. Sorry. Like, that's just the reality. Yeah, I know someone said that to me on Twitter because I put out some of those numbers today, and they said, well, yeah, the previous teams for Coyotes have spent more money, and they still didn't win. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. That's true. But you can't be the lowest paying team in the National Hockey League and when you just cannot. And I understand the process. I understand they're developing and they're going through a rebuild and they're trying to get the correct contracts and get the draft picks and develop those guys. But at some point, when those guys are ready to win, then you have to be able to fill in your roster with players that can play. And it's not going to be cheap. Not going to be cheap. And I'm going to, when the playoffs start, day one, I'm going to put in what the cap hits are of all those teams. Because I did it today. Of the 32 teams, 15 of the 32 teams are over the cap. Over. 15 of them.
Vegas leading
Vegas.
The charge.
Like, Vegas is so far over the cap, it's ridiculous. Like that, talk about the mullet magician. That their cap.
I'm telling
guys,
you, I think that's where he's been.
Their cap guy is so shady. Oh, my shoulder. Oh, I'm on LTIR. I think I got to sit out until this. How much did he make? Okay, no, you're hurt today. Like that, it's crazy how it works out that the guys that the money just works out exactly right when somebody gets hurt. Isn't that weird?
So
Vegas they're magicians.
They really are. All right. Well, let's take a look at the Coyotes' upcoming schedule. And it's just deja vu. So now it's the same three games, but on the road. Sunday in Chicago, Tuesday in Minnesota, Thursday in Detroit, and Saturday back home to face the Devils. And just take an hour off of every single time on that second line there.
Is that true?
Because the times change on Sunday. So it's 3 p.m.
So when
5,
we get the schedule,
4,
we didn't think
2.
That. Is that really true?
That is true.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That makes for earlier games.
Yes, it does.
I don't have a problem with that.
No, I know. You like an early game.
What do you?
So Coyotes lost to Chicago and Minnesota, won like against Detroit. What do you think for those
they
same
win
three
in Chicago?
Games? Okay.
That win in Chicago, and I think they win handily. I'm going to take, I'm actually, when I get to my BetMGM Sportsbook act, I'm going to take the puck line for the Coyotes in Chicago. I really like them there, and I think Chicago's continuing to want to lose. Minnesota's going to be a tight game. Minnesota's a good team, and I think when their good players are good, like Boldy and Kirill Kaprizov, they're a really good hockey team. I think the difference when they were here is I think Marc-Andre Fleury had one of his best games of the season. I don't think he's going to do that again. I'm going to take the Yotes in overtime.
Ooh,
in Minnesota.
That's something you can bet on.
Yep. I think the Yotes win in overtime in Minnesota, and then I think Detroit rolls over. I think Detroit's going to say, okay, wait a minute. Now you're in our building, and I think Detroit gets a win. So I think they end up the trip 2-1.
Okay, not a bad trip.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I think it's a really good road trip against the Minnesota team that's still trying the playoffs. I think Marc-Andre Fleury really kept them in that game.
Yeah,
I think he was a difference in the too many men on the ice penalty killed him. And there's so many little things in that game that I know 5-2. It wasn't a 5-2. It was a 3-2 game. And the game-winning goal is on a questionable goalie interference. So I think they have the ability to get over the Minnesota Wild. And I think Minnesota's seeing that they're out of the playoffs. And by the time they get to that game, they're going to go, oh, shit, we're not making the playoffs. And I think they're going to be very defeated. They traded out, two or three players. Once Dewar went out, Maroon went out. I don't think that's a team going to be a lot of happy faces. And I think they're ready to lose.
So there you have it. Everybody take out your BetMGM Sportsbook apps if you want to go ahead and bet. And then I think the New Jersey game is going to be really interesting because they have two completely new goaltenders.
Yeah.
They made some really interesting moves at the deadline. So this post-deadline era, you never know what can happen. And don't forget that the Coyotes beat the New Jersey Devils in the opening game of the season.
It's crazy. And I think that's, if you get an opportunity to go see that team play live, there are a lot of extremely talented. The Hughes boys are both on that team. Jesper Bratt, Timo Meier had a hat trick yesterday in their game. That's a good hockey team. Their biggest problem the entire season, and what kept them from being a playoff team right now, is their goaltending has been awful. Like Akira Schmid, who was great in the playoffs last year, got him to the second round. He's been in the American League most of the season. And Nico Dawes has been playing poorly. And Vitek Vinicek, he's been hurt. So they just traded him. We got two brand new goalies. So it'll be interesting to see how they fit into this New Jersey group that had to trade away their leading scorer and Tyler Toffoli. So I we'll see how they go. And the head coach is now a former Coyote.
Yes.
Travis Green.
There's Coyotes ties all over the NHL.
So Travis Green's rolling back into the mullet. So it should be a lot of fun. I think it'll be a fun matinee game. I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah. We love a matinee.
We do.
It's good.
I love a matinee.
Us. Yeah. Like, a manatee, as Danielle would say.
Yeah. It's just, manatee and the magic behind the Mac. Not a huge fan, but 2 o'clock in the afternoon for her, she can be.
Yeah. Two is fine.
Yeah. 10:30 or 11.
Anything before noon, and you're not good with.
Yeah. Anything before really one.
Okay.
I'm out on.
So okay. That's the bar is 1.
I don't think there's anything before 1 the rest of the way.
Okay.
So there you go.
I'm all for 10 a.m.
Me too, but
that would be
whatever.
Ideal.
Let's take a look at the punch card. I think this is the first time in a long time they've started the line with a win, and I am correct in that. The last game to start a line with a win was game 10.
God, that seems like a lifetime ago.
There's a lot of red there in the middle. Will we see some more green to finish things off? Perhaps.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot more green in this line than you've seen over the last three.
Green, green.
Yep, green, green, green. Green, green, green. Green, 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 green. But if you don't, and for those going to the race on Sunday, go stand by the fence. I know they don't love you to stand by the fence, but just pretend you're going to get a beer or something and go stand by the fence when the cars go by. And like the wind coming up from those cars, it is unbelievable how fast they're going. You watch them on TV and you go, eh, it's not that fast. Go stand by the concrete and the fence. Holy shit, they're going fast. Like, buddy, they're flying. So go to the race. I know a lot of people here are going.
A lot of people.
Did you just yawn while I was talking? Jesus Christ, Leah.
Okay, mister. I took a 3-hour nap this afternoon while I've been at work.
I literally, for 12 I got it from my nap. I got it from my nap. What did I do? I texted you. I go, what did I miss? And you told me.
He goes, can we talk about the rundown for the trade deadline show? What? He texts me, who got traded? Yeah.
Literally, no idea.
No idea. Joking.
It's true. But I was ready to go. I had my
sorry,
hot
audio listeners. All right. 4 Peaks is going to get us through these last 18 games. We're super excited for that meetup on Sunday, March 24th at 4 Peaks. And with all these matinee games, nothing's better for me than a 4 Peaks beer. I'm sure 4 Peaks will also be
in
making
the daytime?
Money.
Buddy.
4 Peaks will also be making an appearance at Craig's infamous St. Patty's Day party.
True story.
So get yours. Visit 4peaks.com/locator to find all your favorite beers and events. Check out at 4Peaks Brew or at 4Peaks Pub to keep up with the latest at Arizona's hometown brewery. You must be 21 or older to drink 4Peaks, and please drink responsibly.
And then we talked about the BetMGM Sportsbook app, and definitely start getting in some of those futures. Because BetMGM is the official sportsbook of PHNX Sports. Are more fun when you have some skin in the game. And the best way to get skin in the game is by using the MGM Sportsbook app. Get on the edge of your seat no matter what your sport is, just like I did today. I picked a goal in the first period, and I picked it thinking Detroit, and the Yotes come through. Usually I pick it because of the Coyotes stink in the first 10 minutes, but no, today, fire. Absolute fire. They got 2 in the first 10. Cha-ching, it paid off. It's just that easy. And how do you do it? You sign up for the BetMGM Sportsbook app. Use the bonus code PHNX. Place your first BetMGM Sportsbook wager through BetMGM Sportsbook mobile application. For at least $5, you will receive $150 instantly in additional winnings, regardless of your wager's outcome. And then I forgot to scroll down. Check out the show notes for details. And now, listen to Damon talk about the disclaimer.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 New York. Call 1-800-327-5050 Massachusetts. 21 plus to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP Arizona. 1-800-BETS-OFF Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 Puerto Rico. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Visit BetMGM.com for terms. This promotional offer is not available in New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico.
Clearly, PD and I are beyond overtired based on the energy of the last 10 minutes. So we'll wrap things up here. PD, final thoughts on this game or today as a whole, because a lot happened today.
I think getting through the trade deadline was big. And we'll talk more on Monday's show about what we thought about the grades for the trade deadline for this and other teams. So tune in on Monday for a lot more of around the NHL. So we'll talk about how the actual grade, we're going to let everything sink in. I think people were disappointed on what they acquired through this draft. But I think when you look at all the things we talked about on the show today at the trade deadline, I said draft, trade deadline.
I didn't even know that.
On the trade deadline, go watch the show and we explain why what the return was, why it's almost expected. I think it's a big sigh of relief for everybody to get through this day, and I think it showed in the game tonight. I think that's their best 60 minutes of play that we've seen from this team over the last few weeks. Their game in Washington, I would say, was the closest over the last 2 weeks. Good to see them getting back on the winning side of things at Mullet Arena. I'm excited to see how this team performs on the road now. A little bit more team bonding and getting back together with their final group for this 18-game run. It was a fun game to watch. I hope they can get a couple of wins on this trip to the East.
Absolutely. These vibes are so much more fun than a lot of the vibes just in 2024 in general. So,
can I say something? Because I do. I'm going
to
say
it. You don't have to ask.
Christian? Nailed it.
Christian said, PD definitely sleeps with the TV on and gets mad when someone changes the channel.
1,000%. I do sleep with the TV on and don't touch the damn thing. Because if I wake up, I want to see, I keep it on BBC and it just runs. And I keep those old timey British mysteries are running. And if I wake up at 2 in the morning, there better be a goddamn British mystery going on. So don't change the channel, Heidi.
All right. Well, we've been here long enough today. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. Hit the like button on this video before you leave, whether you're watching live or later. If you're listening on audio, please hit the 5-star button. Leave us a review as well. Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss our audio only episodes, or if you prefer to listen rather than watch. But we are always live 5 days a week on the PHNX Sports YouTube channel. Tons of extra content on there as well. We have Bill Armstrong's full comments from this evening. His availability to the media talking about the trade deadline, that's on our YouTube channel. Tomorrow you can see Dylan Gunther and Andre Tourney talk about Gunther's evolution since the start of the season, what he's learned in Tucson. That'll be on the PHNX Sports YouTube channel, so tons of extra content on there. Make sure you're not missing out. And of course, support Craig, read his stories up at gophnx.com. He's had a lot of good ones lately, and he is so tired because he works extremely hard, so help support him. You can follow us on Twitter at @spetershockey, at Leah Merrill, at Craig S. Morgan, at @abracadanielle, and you can follow the show on Twitter at @phnx_coyotes. Have a great night, everybody. We are off tomorrow, thank goodness, but we'll be back Sunday afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everyone, and we'll see you on Sunday.